WRJX 359 Karen off of NB725 repeater, acting as net control for the weekly Patriot Ladies Net. Good evening, ladies. Any emergency situation on this repeater takes priority, so please break in by saying emergency, break, 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 and we will promptly discontinue our check-ins. For more helpful information, plus GMRS repeater rules and etiquette, please visit OregonGMRS.org. We will break for a moment, then continue again. Please keep all of our Patriot ladies in your thoughts and prayers as some are struggling through difficult times. I know you prayer warriors are all supporting them and each other. Thanks so much for your love, kindness, and support. Tonight's inspiration is called Relax. She grew up in the tiny town of Winchester, Tennessee, yet in the course of her career, Dinah Shore earned 10 Emmy Awards, recorded 75 hit records, and hosted a string of hit TV shows. Obviously, Dinah was a hard worker, but she was also a woman who took time to relax, and so should you. Ms. Shore's philosophy was simple. She said, "Play is a vital part of life." Dinah believed that hard work should be punctuated by rest and relaxation, and she was right. So if you're overworked, overcommitted, or underinspired, give yourself a much-needed break. You deserve time to rest, to relax, and to recharge your batteries. Do yourself and the world a favor. Carve out the time you need to restore your energy, your optimism, your perspective, and your faith. Each day and the living of it has to be a conscious creation in which discipline and order are relieved with some play and pure foolishness. Mary Sarton. This evening I will be calling each Patriot Lady by your basic call sign, 4 letters and 3 numbers. We've practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, so please reply back to me in the basic format on this repeater. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, neighbors, and our communities. We've added more Patriot Ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio check. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot Lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to state your call sign and first name and general location, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. Break. So this evening, in our Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook that we got from Emergency Management in Jackson County or Josephine County, and we talked last week about possibly covering earthquakes because last Thursday was International Shakeout Day. I thought it was International Earthquake Day, but anyway, that was last Thursday, and so I thought maybe we might talk about it. And that's their game plan is drop, cover, and hold on. But one of the ladies thought she might be traveling this weekend, and in certain areas, probably not around here. The weather's supposed to change, and we're supposed to get a lot of rain. But possibly where others are traveling, there might be ice and snow this weekend, possibly Sunday. So sorry about that. I timed out there. Anyway, so I thought maybe this time we would talk about winter storm hazards. So I will read that from our emergency preparedness manual. It's on page 17. Winter storm hazards. Winter can bring weather such as snow, ice, freezing temperatures, and windstorms. Being prepared for these types of emergencies can save lives. Weather terminology. Winter storm watch. A watch is used when forecasters believe it is likely that hazardous weather will occur, but are still unsure about its location and our timing. A watch is issued to give people time to prepare for the event. Winter storm warning. Warning is used when forecasters believe the hazardous weather is imminent or very likely to occur. A warning is used for conditions that would threaten lives or property. Tip. Always tell someone where you are going, when you are leaving, your expected arrival time, and the route you are taking when traveling. Makes total sense to me. During a storm, eat regularly and drink ample fluids. Avoid caffeine and alcohol. Dehydration can happen easily during freezing temperatures. Listen to your NOAA weather radio or your local radio station for weather reports and emergency information. If you go outside, wear several layers of loose-fitting, lightweight, warm clothing. Make sure the outer layer is water and windproof. Wear mittens or gloves. Wear a hat. Cover your mouth with a scarf to protect your lungs from extremely cold air. Avoid overexertion if possible. Overexertion can bring on a heart attack, a major cause of winter death. Stretch before any strenuous activity and take plenty of breaks. After a storm, check your home for any structural damage or damage to utilities. If in doubt, ask a building inspector or call your utility company. Replenish any items used. Winter preparedness tips. Keep rock salt on hand to melt ice from walkways around your house. Ensure that outside pets have adequate shelter from the elements. Check their water bowls often and keep them from freezing. Make sure you have sufficient heating fuel or an alternative heat source in case the power goes out. Do not use portable gas heaters or charcoal grills for heating in closed areas. Insulate your pipes to keep them from freezing. Winterize your home by insulating walls and attics, caulking and weather stripping doors and windows, and installing storm windows or covering windows with plastic. Have your vehicle winterized and use traction tires or carry tire chains. Don't let your gas tank fall below half full. Carry a car kit with emergency equipment for your vehicle. See page 41. Carry a go kit with emergency equipment for you and your passengers. See page 40. Check battery-powered items in your emergency kits and make sure you have plenty of spare batteries. If it is freezing outside, keep an inside faucet turned on to a steady drip to prevent pipes from freezing. When packing clothing, it's preferable to include layers rather than one warm, heavy coat or jacket. It's also better to be prepared with polypropylene, wool, silk, or other non-cotton fabrics. Cotton retains moisture and loses all insulating qualities when wet. So there's lots of good tips there. And like I said, I don't think we're expecting the freezing possibility, but in certain areas definitely, and there will definitely be ice and snow. So maybe that's a good idea to cover these things. So when I call on you for your check-in, if you have any suggestions or questions or comments about that, please feel free to jump right in. Beginning radio checks. WRMW 211 Hope. Radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?